This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The White House issued an executive order directing federal agencies to use whatever authority they have to promote competition. Though unclear what it may mean exactly, some economists believe this could put pressure on the growing monopoly position of many companies. In 2015, the number of new mortgages worth $100,000 or less for homes in the largest metropolitan areas in the U.S. was at its lowest point in a decade. The 18 countries in OPEC for oil-producing nations could not come to agreement on freezing production, which could force prices down again. President of Brazil was impeached by a large margin in the lower house for improper use of loans from state banks. The issue now moves to the Brazilian Senate. In India, some local jurisdictions are using shame to collect taxes, including having drummers show up at the home of someone owing taxes and making a racket until there is action to pay. Minimum wage increases on the ballot in four states, Arizona, Colorado, Maine, and Washington, and also in Washington, D.C., are teeing up expensive general election classes between labor and business groups around the country. The U.S. has lost 50% of its coal mining jobs between 2013 and 2015. Airline workers at United Continental overwhelmingly approved an extension to their contract. In the Ukraine, some 50 of the leading NGOs have formed a coalition called the Reanimation Package of Reforms, RPR, that is pushing bills, staging protests, monitoring reforms, and holding weekly meetings with members of parliament. The San Juan Community Home Trust is moving homes scheduled to be torn down in Vancouver by barge to Washington State as affordable housing. There are about 1 billion dogs on the planet. 250 million are pets, and the rest are running loose. Users of Twitter in China are reacting with concern over the appointment of Kathy Chen as their new managing director in Greater China, where the service is blocked. Chen has past ties to the Chinese military and security apparatus. The Steelworkers Union has filed a Trade Act Section 201 complaint against the imports of aluminum as seriously injuring the industry. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.